Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor.
All right, so I have Heather Dean Brewer here with me. She is the author of one of my new favorite children's books called Love is Powerful. Hi, Heather. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
So, can you tell me a little bit about what Love is Powerful is about?
Yeah, absolutely. Love is Powerful is about a girl who attends a march with her mama and whose message, Love is Powerful, is heard by all. The story was inspired by the real-life experience of my friend Mari, who was just 6 at the time when she attended the Women's March in New York City in 2017. At the time, our president had said and done hurtful things to women and toward other communities. And as I was getting ready to go to the Women's March to protest the things our president had done, I had a lot of questions. And some of those questions Mari asks in the book. I wondered, how much difference does one voice make? Does it really matter if I showed up? You know, could we make change when things felt so hopeless? And so I was sitting at my kitchen table trying to write and work out these emotions from the day when Mari's mom sent me a video. And in this video, it was of Mari raised above the crowd at the Women's March shouting, "Love is powerful." So seeing Mari in that really empowering moment helped me process my own feelings and answer some of those questions. And of course, showing up does matter, and one voice makes a difference because love is powerful.
Where can grown-ups go to purchase Love is Powerful?
Mari's favorite bookstore is Word Up Community Bookshop in Brooklyn, New York. So grown-ups can order Love is Powerful there. Or if you're not in New York, you can order a copy anywhere books are sold.
Hey, Tailblazers, I'm Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales, a kids' podcast of feminist stories for a new generation. Special shout out to Sandy and her family for joining us on Patreon. Grown-ups, Girl Tales is brought to you by families like yours. Head to patreon.com/girltales and donate today to hear your name at the top of the next episode. We will be posting a new episode strictly on Patreon.com called Paula Bunyan. It'll be on this week, so be sure to follow us there at patreon.com/girltales so you don't miss it. We are resharing an older episode, and as a bonus, a kid named Abby interviewed the person who wrote this fairy tale. Her name is Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Also, P.S., there is one character in this episode who has kind of a spooky voice. She sounds like this. If that seems too spooky for you, this might not be the right fairy tale for you. We have plenty of other fairy tales that you can listen to on our podcast. If that doesn't seem spooky, I think you're really going to enjoy this one. Or if it does seem a little spooky, but you still want to push through, just a reminder, the person who is playing that character is me, and I'm not spooky at all. It's just me doing a spooky voice. I challenge you to do your own spooky voice at home. It's a lot of fun. All right, this is The Princess Musicians of Maple Street by Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Enjoy!
Did you break a string?
It's okay. Let's take a break.
It's getting late.
Oh, hang on. I have a text from my mom.
Come on, we said one more time.
Yeah, I don't know, Kitty. It's getting late.
Turtle, what about you, Birdie? Battle of the Bands is a week away.
And we're not gonna win if we keep breaking stuff.
I'm not sure we can win anyway.
Don't say that. We just have to keep practicing.
We have to keep a positive attitude.
I have a history test to study for.
Birdie?
My mom wants me to come home.
Birdie, if you want, we can carpool together. My sister's coming.
Rabbit?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but there's not much we can do without the rest of the band, Kitty.
I understand.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Rabbit.
Hey, Kit Kat.
Hi, Dad.
Practice ended early, huh?
Not on purpose, but yeah. I don't know how we're going to be ready for Battle of the Bands this way.
Right. Actually, we've been meaning to talk to you about that.
I'm sorry if we were too loud. Next time I can turn down the amp.
No, it's not that. You know how Grandpa's been feeling a little unwell lately?
Is everything okay?
Well, Grandpa's gonna come stay with us for a while.
Really? Am I going to have to share a room again?
No. We're turning the garage into his new room. And I think he'll be very happy to be around us and see you more, but that means you can't have practice in there anymore.
But Battle of the Bands is so close.
I know. I'm sorry, kiddo.
Don't call me that.
Well, I know this wasn't the plan. I know you've been practicing really hard, and I am proud of you.
Thanks.
Love you, kitty. Get some rest, okay?
Okay. Where are we gonna have rehearsal?
We don't have room.
My sister says she's remodeling.
Our apartment is too small.
Could we practice in a park?
There are rules about loud sounds in public. What about somewhere at school?
I already asked. Any free time has been reserved already.
Was it all reserved by them?
Don't be mean, Birdie.
I'm not mean. I'm just competitive.
We can't be competitive at all if we don't have a rehearsal space, though.
Besides, it's not about trying to be better than anyone else. It's just about doing our best.
You're right. I'm sorry.
What about the old mansion on Maple Street?
Let's be serious for a second.
Did you hear that there have been some robberies in that neighborhood? I'm sure my mom would love us going to an old house to practice.
Well, it'd have to be a secret.
Forget about robbers. That place is haunted.
It's only haunted if you believe in ghosts.
I have heard they say it's haunted just so no one goes there.
Okay. Let's get back to trying to find a good idea.
It is a good idea.
How is that a good idea?
Listen, no one's parents or grandparents are around, so no one can complain about the noise.
Because it's abandoned.
And because it's abandoned, no one will be there. We can come and go as we please, practice whenever we want. I'm sorry, I can't have us rehearse at my house anymore.
That's okay. You have your grandpa to take care of.
We have your back. Except maybe about the haunted mansion on Maple Street.
My sister said she'd be willing to drive us and our instruments around.
That's so nice of her.
She's the best.
If we did do this, we could be as loud as we want.
And practice whenever we want.
And we could bring all the snacks we want.
And we could still win Battle of the Bands.
Let's do it.
When is our first rehearsal going to be?
Tonight?
I'll text my sister.
Oh, carrots!
Come on.
Can someone help me?
Sorry.
Your sister agreed to drop us off here.
She thinks we're just staying outside and making a music video.
What's there to be scared of? It's not so scary up close.
If you think it's not so scary, you must be looking at a different house. Do you see that peeling black paint? Those cobwebs? And that creepy-looking second story or attic or whatever's up there? And this broken-looking front door? I only want to stay outside. You all go ahead.
There are 140 hours till Battle of the Bands, so full steam ahead.
Well, that didn't work. Time to turn back.
Now, don't be a scaredy rabbit.
Why am I the only one that still thinks this is a bad idea?
You're the only one that believes in ghosts. Now, let's see. I found a window that's open.
That's not a good sign.
It is for our practice.
Ooh.
It's dark in here.
Be careful not to bump into anything. I brought flashlights.
Are there any more, cobwebs around?
It sure is dusty.
Look at all this stuff. It's weird that an abandoned house would have all this stuff in it.
Unless...
Unless what?
Unless...
Ooh. Hey, quit it!
Wow, look at this place. It's beautiful.
Is that a chandelier?
And look at that fireplace.
Hey, over there. Is that a spiral staircase?
This is like a castle on the inside.
And we're the new princesses of the castle.
The princesses of Maple Street.
Too bad we already have a band name.
Well, these princesses are starting band practice.
Hey, did you hear that? Hey, friends, did anyone hear that?
What are you talking about?
I don't hear anything.
It stopped.
I hear those robbers about town broke into a jewelry shop.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Skunk's Jewelers.
Stop that!
I'm not trying to scare you.
You are!
I'm not.
All right, all right. Let's try and focus.
One, two, three.
That was so cool!
Wow. If we keep practicing like this, I think we really stand a chance.
Same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow. Wait! There it is again!
I don't hear anything, Rabbit.
It's just the wind. Come on, my sister's almost here. We gotta be outside so she doesn't know we were inside.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
Hurry up. I see headlights.
Hey kids, good practice? Y'all look worn out.
See you same time tomorrow, right, Princesses of Maple Street?
Yes!
I know we only have 3 more days until Battle of the Bands, but before we start talking about rehearsal, can I show you this video? Did you all hear about this?
My mom says people are getting really stressed out about these robberies.
I wonder what's going on that they keep stealing things.
The music store on Jasmine Lane was robbed of several expensive musical instruments, including a rare electric guitar, a set of drums, a bass guitar, and some expensive equipment.
It's weird. It's like whoever stole is also in a band.
They said it was done without even breaking any windows, right? How do you think they do that?
Laser technology?
Psychic powers?
Psychic laser powers?
Pew, pew, pew.
Where's everyone else?
I think Turtle and Birdie are running late.
Oh, well.
Hey, look at that.
What?
Maybe it's nothing. Never mind.
No. What is it?
I don't want to scare you.
You're not going to scare me.
Well, wasn't this window closed when we left?
Yeah. I think I was the last one out and I closed it.
Well, it's open now. I mean, just barely. See? That's why I didn't want to say anything. There they...
What?
They're here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Birdie. Hey, Turtle.
Hey there.
Why didn't you two go in?
Oh, you know.
We're waiting for you two.
Wait. Was that one of us?
I want to go investigate.
Hello? Is anyone there?
Oh. Oh, dear. Don't be afraid.
Is this your home?
Oh, I don't know. Is anything anyone's?
Yes.
Excuse me, but what's your name?
I'm Marjorie Sparrow.
It's dark in here, Marjorie. Do you mind if I turn on the light?
Oh, I'm afraid the lights here don't quite work. But here.
Wait.
Marjorie, you have a beautiful home.
And you have instruments.
I guess I do.
But this is your home?
Well, my family lived here a long time. But my brother, who lived here last, he got very sick, and the house became quite neglected, you see. I have always been a bit of a vagabond.
What's a vagabond?
A wanderer. A traveler. My brother, he passed away.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. I came here because I found I've missed him, and I wanted to take care of this home. He loved it very much. But you see, living alone here, it's been a bit lonely.
So were you here when we were practicing?
I was.
And you didn't say anything?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know we were bothering you.
You weren't, dear. I learned that people think this house is haunted. I actually quite like the idea that my brother might be visiting. A friendly presence. So I have not tried to dispel that myth. I realize that sounds a little funny, but I've always enjoyed a good atmosphere. And as far as the music goes, I think you're quite good. I'm happy to let you keep practicing here for as long as you like. Speaking of music, do you see these instruments?
We did notice them.
Do you like them?
They're very nice.
They're yours?
In a way, they are.
Oh.
I thought they could be yours. A gift to you.
You're a musician?
Oh, I am not, but I have always wanted to be. Hearing you all play, it reminded me of my dream. But I thought maybe you could use some better instruments.
That's very generous of you, but...
Marjorie, not to be rude, but aren't these the stolen instruments?
I don't believe much in ownership.
But you didn't buy these.
I thought we could borrow them. For your, what did I hear you say, battling bands?
Battle of the bands.
We can't keep these. That's against the law.
We're not quite as a vagabond in style as you, Marjorie. Sorry.
Oh, I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
But maybe we can return them without anyone getting into trouble.
We might.
Truly?
Let's think about it. The music shop is sponsoring the Battle of the Bands, right? So after the show, before the final curtain, when the lights are out, we could try to put them on stage. If we wear gloves, no one will be the wiser. The instruments will be returned, and the town won't be nervous.
I didn't mean to make things more difficult for you all. I only wanted to help.
You're letting us practice in your home these past few days. It's more than enough.
It's true. We're so grateful.
And we'd love if you came to Battle of the Bands with us.
Oh, that sounds spectacular.
Marjorie?
Yes?
You really liked our music?
I sure did.
Would you like to come with us to watch us perform in Battle of the Bands on Friday?
I sure would.
And now, for our last final act, please put your hands together for the Princesses of Maple Street.
But you gotta remember, yeah.
my gosh.
The crowd loved it. Let's take a bow.
Now, the judges will take an intermission to deliberate. Please enjoy refreshments while we make our decision.
Now's our chance.
Once they dim the lights.
Oh, they're dimming.
Does anyone see Marjorie?
She's coming.
Shh.
Okay, good to go.
Thank you.
Well, we're righting wrongs, but let's get off the stage.
All right, folks. Let's put our hands together for the judge's decision. If all contestants could gather on stage. What is that? Are those?
The instruments.
Those are my missing instruments.
Well now, this is quite a surprise. One moment, please, while I speak to the staff. Okay. Well, we don't exactly know how these instruments got here, but we're very glad they're here. So, please hold as we take them off stage. Now, we would like to announce the winners, who will perform an encore performance of their wonderful song, The Princesses of Maple Street!
We did it!
O-M-G! We won! High five, y'all! We did it!
And now on to our interview with kid interviewer Abby and writer Amy Geisbers Van Wyk.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Abby.
I loved your podcast. Here's my first question.
Okay.
What inspired you to write this story?
Sure. So, Rebecca and I had been chatting about me maybe doing some work with Girl Tales, which I was really excited about. And when we were talking, I think it just made me think about the stories that I really liked when I was younger. And I felt like it would be fun to do something a little bit maybe sort of spooky, even though like we hadn't talked about it officially being like a Halloween episode or a mystery or anything. I feel like I just wanted to have fun and wanted to like also write a bunch of different characters. And so that's what sort of inspired it.
Oh, okay. So another question I have is who was your favorite character?
I really like Turtle, especially when we got into recording. I feel like we had a lot of fun, and the person who did the voice for Turtle was just really great. And I mean, everyone was really great, but we definitely were all cracking up a lot. I like all of the characters. I think that it was fun to record with everybody because everyone was trying to figure out like what voice would really bring them to life. But Turtle made me laugh the most, I think. Did you have a favorite character?
It was probably Turtle too.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Kitty too.
Awesome.
And how did you come up with the problem and solution?
When I was writing the story, I was interested in having a problem that was dealt with in a really honest way and in a way that made me think of like more how problems are dealt with in everyday life. Like sometimes in stories, problems are really dramatic and everything goes wrong. But sometimes if you have friends or people to talk to, you just try to talk and figure out a solution. And so I think in terms of the mystery part, in terms of the, like, them needing a place to rehearse for Battle of the Bands, that just felt like a really practical problem that people run into all the time, of wanting to do something cool and needing a space to do it. And then in terms of the missing instruments, I think I felt like it would be, if somebody's like has so much love for something that their passion goes a little too far, but they mean well, like that's probably what would happen. You know, I think sometimes people are like, just get a little too enthusiastic, but the intentions are good. Yeah. And then I think the solution was hopefully just everybody talking about it.
How did you pick the personality of Kitty?
I feel like I based the personalities a little bit off of the animals that everybody was named after. A little bit. It wasn't something that I tried really hard to stick to. And then I for me, sometimes what happens is once I sort of, it's kind of like a drawing or like making something out of clay. Like once you make one choice, when you're like, oh, I'm going to draw a triangle, or oh, I'm going to draw a circle, and that's going to be the person's head or body, then that choice kind of like naturally leads you to a few other choices. You know, you're just sort of like feeling it out. And I did want everybody to feel different from each other and to feel like specific people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What was the first story you wrote?
The first story I wrote, like ever?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The first story I wrote ever. This probably wasn't the first story I wrote ever, but when I was in school, I started a couple of stories in this one notebook that I would carry around with all of my other notebooks for school. And whenever I finished like in class work early or had a couple of minutes, I would just write and just add to it. And I feel like by the end of the semester or the year, it was like the whole notebook was full. And and it was just about, it was just sort of similar to this, except less of a mystery. It was just about like a handful of kids who were all my age when I was writing it, like going on adventures. And it was really like just an excuse for me to like use my imagination and write whatever I wanted to.
I read a lot of stories too.
Oh, cool. What's the first story that you remember writing, if you want to tell me about it?
Well, I don't know, but right now I'm writing a story called Tornado. It's about a family who has a tornado. I'm just finished like the second page of it. Mm-hmm. And the main character, her name's Jess. And she's like the oldest sibling, so she's like takes charge and stuff.
Cool.
How old were you when you started writing?
I feel like I've been writing since I was like 6 or 7, like since I pretty much got comfortable writing and was able to write regularly. I was always somebody who read a lot, and so it just seemed normal, even though it's not something anybody in my family does, but it just seemed like a normal thing because I was reading books all the time, and I thought like, well, these people are doing it.
What's your favorite book?
I think my favorite book right now, it changes, and it sort of depends what I'm in the mood for. I think my two favorite books right now are The Color Purple by Alice Walker and My Brilliant Friend by Elena Ferrante.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book?
I like a lot of books, but right now I'm reading a book called The Mixed Up Files. And then it's Mixed Up Files of like a name. But
yeah, Frankie
yeah.
Basil something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I like that book.
I have to read it for school.
Nice.
That's all my questions for now.
Sure. Thanks, Abby. It was fun talking to you.
Thank you. You too.
That was The Princess Musicians of Maple Street by Amy Geisbers Van Wyk, starring Paulina Ionina, Gulshan Mia, Rad Pereira, and Amanda Rohde. Produced by Chad Chennai and executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with original music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts, and tell a friend about Girl Tales. And oh, remember, I believe in you.
Being a princess ain't about the dresses. Being a princess is bigger than a crown. Yeah, being a princess is doing your best. It takes kindness. It's honest. Girls can be strong in the night. You gotta remember, yeah, you gotta remember.